It's time for our Afterwards podcast.
It's the show after the show. About the show. John, Jay, and Rich present Afterwards.
Noah's in here to play some audio because, you know, Suzette is going to move to afternoons on Kiss FM and a bunch of other stations across the country doing her own afternoon show. And so Noah approached me and said, I have this audio presentation I put together that's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, because Suzette's leaving, much like when Joey Bradfish left, we had this audio presentation. And I was like, well, that's really nice. That, you know, then he goes, it's 4.5 minutes long. And I'm like, boy, that's pretty long to play on the radio, mm-hmm. right? And then he was like, you know, I can go, the way I read it was like, I can go over these clips, I can go over whatever, whatever. And then I went in to talk to him and I said, so explain this to me. But it's not just Suzette clips. Like, it was like flubs and stuff, like whatever, you know, highlights that he's. Mm-hmm. So now, if I explain the way I think he said it to me, and Noah's here to explain it himself, what I think this is Noah, since he's been here, has been just collecting your favorite clips of stuff that's happened on the show?
Yeah. I have been collecting just about anything that catches my attention when I'm doing something else. If we're recording and we're live or even not live and something happens that makes me just go, oh, I'm saving this.
And not live. That's what scares me.
I know. What did we say? I know.
So, but you brought up the Suzette thing. Is there mostly Suzette stuff or are you just figured because she's going to be here, it'll be her last day?
Well, Suzette has a very distinguished laugh. And so a lot of it is even funnier because of your laugh, because you're part of it. And so I was like, I really want to make sure we do this before you make your move, because I feel like A, you're going to want to hear it, and B, it's just you're a prominent part of it. So I think it's important that we.
Oh, so her laugh. Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
see? I hate my laugh.
I love it.
It's so annoying.
So cute.
What
it sounds like.
What I love about this is like it really does cover just about everyone. I mean, even Peyton has a couple mentions in here.
So is it like, do we play it and stop down and talk about it, or just run through it?
We're gonna run through it,
and it's all self-explanatory. It's not like we gotta sit there and go, oh my god, wait, stop, what was that, stop, because like Rich can't stop and fast forward, rewind, right?
Yeah, right. Well, there was one that I thought about that, so I took it out. So I have that and some extras and some new ones and some honorable mentions, so we'll have more of these to do. But for this one, you should be able to just run through it, starting off with the classic.
I'm supposed to go up and rehearse, but I ain't had one chip. Give me a chip.
All right. Perhaps not really perhaps sure. You solved the problem.
But I don't know why.
Ooh, two pages today. Two? All right, Noah, are you recording? Noah?
So, Nick.
I don't see your little face,
Noah. You know
how
we monitor?
Where's like that adorable face, Noah?
When
where
that
is it? I don't see it.
Besos for you, Noah.
In there? Noah. So, okay. Quiet on the set.
Hey, it's John, Jay, and Rich. Kenzie and Andrea are getting ready to graduate. They're best friends.
Kenzie thinks she
hold
knows.
On, hold on, I got a whole. I have sentences.
Sorry.
All right, chum chum.
Name three foods that require a knife to eat.
A hot dog, a steak, and toast.
judges, hot dog. Do you need a knife to eat hot dog?
I don't think you need a knife.
Look at
Peyton.
Peyton
says no. Nick says no.
You could.
But yeah. Require was.
Rich, you're going backwards. It's not. Hey. Can we eat anything with anything? No, it was required to use a knife. You are not required to use a knife to eat a hot dog.
Nailed it. I guess that's true. Judges. What about corn dogs?
Corn dogs. You don't need a knife for a corn dog.
No points for Rich today. Don't understand any of that, but that sounds awesome.
She's a geek.
What's going to happen on that day?
I don't know.
Little
girl.
I got no volume. I got nothing in my headphones.
Hold on.
No snare?
Stacy, my fiance, and I will eventually.
Blushing.
And so, yes, and Rich and I are going tomorrow, right? So, after the show, we're going to go sit in our hyperbaric chambers together. And so, yesterday, I was like, I kind of started stressing because I'm actually going today, too. I'm going with my son today, and then I'm going to go tomorrow with Rich.
3 days in a row?
Two.
Oh.
Today and tomorrow. Oh. Researchers just found microplastics in our bloodstream for the first time. 22 random people were tested. 17 of them had microscopic bits of plastic in their blood, which means we probably have that.
From what? Like drinking water from a bottle? What?
Just life. Yeah. Mm.
Rich, Mother's Day's around the corner. This can't be good.
That's exactly what it is. You guys want me to take that
out? No, we can work it. Oh my gosh, this is so gross. Try it. Members of the Portland Youth Philharmonic. Sorry, Noah. Philharmonic isn't normal. Word in the SNL, vocabulary.
Oh, you went so hard.
I mean, if you're going to do it, do it.
Your hair.
If you're going to take it in your face, take it all the way. And then I'll go back in and see if something else that I didn't see before looks like I might eat that. So you just check the same spot over and over again.
Oh, man, that's a lot of work.
You settle for pickle relish. That's your meal.
What's coming up with Life Hacks, Rich?
You know, nuts. They're just not for eating anymore.
It's jorts. I love that word. It's the best. Did you pull the jorts out? I was like, wait, stand up.
I'm safe. Steven's our contestant. Hey, Steven, how are you?
Hey, Steven, I know looks can be deceiving, but I know I saw a lot in you.
No, listen to me. Like, and his friend was on the phone and was. Okay.
Good one.
Kyle Unfug. Guaranteed to laugh.
I love your laughing. I love the real, deep, authentic laugh. No, my God. No, be sorry. Are you kidding me? I love this stuff.
It's John Jay and Rich. And that's the presentation.
That was very good, Noah. That was fun. Did you guys
feel like
it?
I didn't hear very much she said in there, though.
This is supposed to be her tribute.
I think
even better.
Saying,
I like it like that.
I get you, but what he's saying is that he wanted you to be here to listen to it. Tomorrow, I think that's what.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to listen to it.
Yeah,
that was really,
was
good,
really
Noah.
Enjoyable. And it's interesting to see what you pick out of the stuff that happened. I mean, I would say 90% of that was off air.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, hearing the way mistakes. Kyle talks to you when you're going to tape something for her.
That's the best thing ever.
I mean, it's just off. She goes off on a rant all by herself. I mean, Noah. All by herself.
Noah.
Sweet Noah.
Yesterday, I was in talking to Nick, and she needed to record something. So when I walked in the room, she was about to start the, where are you, and whatnot. But I had walked in just in time, and she goes, I was about to say, where are you? And then she gets real close to the mic, and she goes, where are you?
Like in there in front of you?
Yeah. So
like the mic's not even on. It's just like in there?
I was recording it. You'll probably hear that in the next one. I saved
no, but I mean,
she
was just doing it because she was just doing it.
Yeah. That's like her funniest moment right there is when she needs to record something and I'm not in the room. I always come back to a surprise.
And now you have other clips too that are in there?
No.
Oh, you mean for another time?
Yeah, for another time.
Okay. Well, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to you guys talk. It's highlight of my day, as it is for many other people.
It's pretty scary, actually, when you think about what's rolling in here and what he's listening to. But I remember Nick would do that and Joey would do that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, some of them were a little not safe for work, but still hilarious.
Well, we could put it on a podcast.
Well, not all of it.
Hey, guys, I have a 90-minute presentation of all the footage I've captured from your homes, personally. So get ready for that tomorrow.
That's why there was a GoPro in my bathroom.
No way, that took me 90 minutes.
What is that? The hat?
Oh, that's the first
Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be a taco hat.
Oh, I see the taco hat. Isn't that cute?
That's so like Spanish Revolution hat.
Yeah, it is.
It's
like, a taco on the top, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the design. Look
it's a taco. It looks more like, you know, the Conqueror's They came to Mexico and killed everybody.
Like Pancho Villa.
That's not good.
I know. That looks more like we're coming to Mexico City and killing everybody.
Oy.
Oh, and I thought it was paper mache.
All right.
You gonna pass out?
I'm not sure that looks like a taco up there. It looks like a crime scene.
What t-shirt are you wearing?
Britney Spears.
Because I know you have a Selena t-shirt.
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, yeah, you should have worn a Selena t-shirt.
Yeah, what's up with your Selena? I know you have one.
It's in the closet. I think my cat has found a home, like, enjoys sleeping on several of my t-shirts, so I don't even pick them up now. I just leave them on the floor. I'm like, you got this, little Scott.
You're such a good pet parent.
Guys.
The struggle.
There you go.
There we go.
Good job.
Okay, here, the big reveal. Here we go. This, it's a taco.
Aww.
This seems okay to wear, right, guys?
I mean,
if the Mexicans in the room approve, I think you're good.
Okay. Like, you gotta get that. Like, you get to wear that one. Good.
It's like, I feel like you got to get that cleared by the, what do they call it, the ACLU or whatever that organization is. What's that organization?
That's it.
I think you got it right.
It's like the more inflated it gets, the more it turns from like
it's something else.
A taco shell with hard corners to like a hamburger. That's what it looks like.
It kind of does.
Makes me hungry though. Yeah. All right.
In the spirit of discovering, I just think it's interesting. I'm emailing back and forth with somebody from corporate who's heavily involved with the show. This is Thursday, right? Suzette's last day is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He found out that Suzette's last day is tomorrow, today. It's like, what amazing communication happens within this.
What?
Yeah. What amazing.
Yeah, it's the guy we had dinner with that one place in that bar, Rich.
No. This is
same company.
Yeah. Same company. Oh. But yeah, very just sidebar.
Didn't we send out like letters and whatnot?
He just watched the reveal or fake that I did. He also said it was really creative. So I'll see you guys later. This is also my last day today. They're recruiting me. No one's gonna laugh. Not even a little bit of humor.
Well, you had to
me.
Assume when you said he's really creative. It's also my last day. What does that mean? Like that connection?
Yeah, as in like he's taking me.
We only understand montages. Yeah, if you brought in a montage, we get
he
that.
He won already, so he's out.
What?
Grant already stole the 90-minute montage joke, so I guess I can't.
Was that yours?
That
was your joke? He took your joke?
No. We were thinking the same thing as we were listening to it.
It's called parallel thinking, guys.
But were you guys actually using, when you were parallel thinking, were you actually using the same number, 90?
90?
You said 90
No, I mean, I just pulled that. I'm just a
I know, but I wondered if Nick was going to say 90. Creative improviser. Were you going to say 90 minutes, too?
No, I guess it is 90 minutes, because I was going to say hour and a half, but
I wonder what's funnier, 90 minutes or an hour and a half?
Well, I studied at Groundlings, so
so definitely 90
yeah.
And I hold hands with Grant every day in our office, and so we just transfer power.
It just feels bad.
Oh, it's like a wireless connection.
Two powerful dragons.
That's our Afterwards podcast.